Simin Tov Reish Mem Ches Sif Tes Duri Dalid, the Lachas of Chazozis, and it's really the Lachas of Shinui Mara and Bletlach as well. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes. Also Chazozis, Pirish Targum Oyel Efes Oy Chazozin, Alav Oy Beis Gimel, famous Pasul, Mokam Echad, Im Ola Al Rubai Pasul, Vim Al Choytmai Fil Koshu Pasul, Choytmai Nibok Mishu Masul, Skatsul, 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 The Mechaber tells us the halachas of Chazozis, which is really the Mishnah, also Chazozis. There's three halachas. But the first question really is, what is a Chazozis? Says the Prima Gadim, what is a Chazozis? I'm not sure what a Chazozis is. It's not clear what a Chazozis is. It seems from the Rishonim that it's an ababua, it's some sort of bubble, which some of the Rishonim refer to it as Shechin, the way that it's referred to here in the Ramah, or in the parentheses. Oh, Yalefes is a type of shchin, a type of boil. Oh, Yalefes. So it sounds like it's a type of boil. The only thing is, if it's a boil only happens when a person is alive. If a person dies, then it can't have a boil grow. So, but it's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha that a Chazozis could grow even when it's betolish. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, he quotes the Bikur Yaakov that says that it's something which happens mi'ipush apri, when the fruit starts going rotten, either because it's not getting air, or it's because there's some wetness there and a lack of air together, that causes this chazazis to grow, and that could grow regardless of whether it was cut off the tree. Bein b'mechulver, bein b'talosh, there's the possibility for this chazazis. Now, we're not familiar with these chazazis in Mechal. However, it seems in the Rishonim, like we'll see by Bletlach, that the Rishonim were choishish that any ababua just means like a bubble, anything which sticks up above the esrei, possibly could have the halacha of a chazazis. However, it's just a bump of the esrig, even if it's a weird looking bump of the esrig, but it's not something else that's there. It doesn't look different. It's just, it doesn't have a different color. It's not filled with pus or anything like that. Then that would not be a chazazis, because that's really just a extra bump of the esrig. However, anything which looks funny, which looks different than the esrig, if it protrudes from the esrig, that the Rishonim already were misyachis, possibly that it should be considered a chazazis. Already the Aruch HaShulchan, and even before that, they say that it's not common, that the chazazis are not common on the esregim. Certainly bizmanenu, they're not common on the esregim that hit the shuk. However, since these halachas are exactly the same halachas of Shinui Mara, and Shinui Mara is decently common, therefore, as long as you know the klalim, then we'll be okay. And the same thing with Bletlach. Bletlach, which could be felt, that the Mishnah Berurah is choishish, that it has a din of chazazis, also would have the same thing. We'll get up to that hemshech, but that's also another common application of the din of chazazis. And the din of chazazis has really broken up into three halachas. If it's on rubai, then it passes, even if it's b'mokim echad. If it's on b'miutai, then it passes if it's in two or three places, then it's considered menumer. And we'll see the exact column of a number in Sif Yud, and it'll passel even if it's not on Reiv, and even if the actual dots do not take up Reiv, and if it's on Chaytmai, then it passels b'mashu. Those are the kolalim for Shinui Mara, for Chazazis, for big Bletlach that one could feel. Sif Yud, Mechaber says, Yesherim d'hadu b'beiz v'gimu m'kayim is passel, haynu dafka k'shin is pashet, hanimur b'rubay, afal pish b'shetach achar b'bureis, Humiut, avol b'miut kigoyin shekula mitzad echad shal esrei kosher. V'yesh paislim afilu b'miut shal tzad echad. Says the Mishnah, says the Mechaber, he brings down two shittas. Astam and yesh emrim v'yesh emrim. The Mechaber brings down two shittas here with regard to menumer. What defines the psul of menumer? Is menumer even when it's on one side of the esrei, or is menumer only when it takes up right of the esrei? The Lechera, how should we paskin? Whether we've seen in the past, and we'll see actually in the next sif, the Mishnah Berurah says other time. What happens? We know the klal and all of halacha is stam v'yeshemrim, we paskin like the stam. What's the halacha when it's yeshemrim v'yeshemrim? How do we paskin? So that we saw the Prima Gadim in his Akdama to Hilchas Isser v'Heter, and it's actually the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Hilchas Hadas, and a little later, one sif later in Hilchas Esrik, brings down both of these possibilities. And when it's a yeshemim v'yeshemim, it's a suffix. By the rites we go to chumrah, by the rabbanim we go to kula. Others say, no, Stam Yesherim, we go like the Stam. Yesherim, we go like the second Shita from the fact that he brought that one second. Achrin, that's the one that he's really going with. That's what he's being Masik, as in his Maskana. And that's where Chayshish for. Either one, the Mr. Brewer brought down both of these. He says, by Hadas. He said, in Siftes, Tafresh Menvov Siftes. Im Oysim Olam Shla Yavshim Kimushim, Yesh Poislim, Yesh Machshirim. What do we do? Savik Darais Lachomra, first day Lachomra, the rest of the day is Lachulam. Over here in Sifrit Aleph, by Mechtsal Mechtsal. He says, what do we do? It's Yeshirim Yeshirimim. He says, we go like the second Shita, because he brought an Acharim. So if that's the case, then over here, at least on the first day, we should say that Menumer Pasels, even if it's on one side. Because it's the second Shita, and it's a Safik Darais, we should go Lachomra. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says not that way. He says, not like the second Shita. And we go like the first Shita, that Menumer only Pasels, he's Mekel, Menumer only Pasels if it extends the Roiv of the Esrik. However, what's considered Roiv of the Esrik, there the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. We would have all learned until we hit the Magen Avraham that Roiv of the Esrik means that you have dots, that if you would surround the dots, you would circle the dots of the Esrik, then the circled area would cover Roiv of your Esrik, Roiv of the Shetach of your Esrik. However, says Magen Avraham, no, that's not the case. Even if the spotted area does not cover Roiv of the Shetach, however, it covers Roiv of the circumference of the Esrik. You have 360 degrees. If your three dots cover 181 degrees of the Esrik, then even though Roiv of the Esrik is not covered with dots, you have three dots in a row. One on one side, one on the next side, and one a little bit further. So you have, Mamish, if you would circle them, it covers 190 degrees of your Esrik. That already passes. What's the svara for that? Why should that pass? L'chura makes no sense. That's not Roiv of your Esrik. Why should that pass? Says L'chura, the lumdus is, that what is the psul of Menumer? The psul of Menumer is that it looks different than the rest of the Esrik. So I never dan on the dots by themselves. The dots by themselves in a Hanami, they don't cover Roiv of the Esrik. I'm always danning on the dot in comparison to the rest of the Esrik which is around it. So Mamela, even though it's only on the circumference of the Esrik that I have dots, but I'm always looking at the dots that are on the equator of the Esrik, let's say, which are on the circumference in one line, in comparison to the parts of the Esrik which are on the top of it and on the bottom of it. Mamela, you're right that the dots themselves only cover one line. But the Nimur, the fact that it looks spotted, it really covers the entire Roiv of the Shetach of the Esrik, because I'm always looking at the dots in comparison to the rest of the Esrik. Mamela, since the Psul is a Psul of Nimur, I can look at the Roiv of the Esrik even though the dots are not a Roiv of the Esrik. With that, we can understand the Sharatin. The Sharatin says, according to this Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that Roiv at Keifa is considered Roiv. So then, that halacha that I have, if I chazazis b'mokim echad, berubay pasos, is that also possible for Roiv at Keifa? If I have, not when it's Nimur, if I have chazazis b'mokim echad, we said that there's three halachas. If it's mokim echad, you need rubay. If it's b'shnayim b'shalash mokim is afilu b'miyutai. And if it's on the chaytim pasos. So that halacha, that if it's b'mokim echad, that it pasos when it's berubay, says the Sharatin in Sifkat Memhei, he says that doesn't mean, like the Magen Avraham, that the Chazazus extends for Rave of the circumference of the Esrik. No, it has to cover Rave of the entire area of the Esrik. What's the difference? When it's dots, and it has to cover Rave, you say that the dots, as if it covers Rave of the circumference, it's okay. But when it comes to one Chazazus that has to cover Rave, then all of a sudden, Rave of the circumference is not enough. The Chur of the Svar is like we're saying. Because by Nimur, we don't just look at the dots. We look at the dots in comparison to the rest of the Esrig on the top, on the bottom. Mamela, I look at it as the entire area of the Esrig is spotted. Because I'm not just looking at the dots. It's the funniness of the uniqueness or the strangeness of the fact that there's black dots on a yellow Esrig. Mamela, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at really the entire Esrig. As opposed to when I'm passing out one Chazazis, then it's nothing to do with in comparison to the rest of the Esrig. I'm looking, I'm focusing just on the Chazazis itself. And that Chazaz itself does not cover Roiv of the Esrik. Lamaisa, the Chazanish is Chirlik on the Magen Avraham, and on the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham. And he says, where did you get it from to say that Roiv of the Hekif is enough? You need Roiv of the Shetach. If the Ravid meant like he said, he would have said it. That's what he says. He says he wouldn't be Mavliya this Soyid Beremez. If he meant it, he would have said it. Hoya Marech Lafarshay, Shazer Yisoyid Chodesh, Shein Roi Lavliya Beremez. Zakter. He wouldn't have told you straight out. Mamela, he says, the Chazanish here is Mekel, and he says the only time that Nimer passes is Dafka, if you would circle circumference of the dots, then in a Hanami, it would cover right with Esrog. Now, the difficulty with this, though, is great. And that is, we tried. If the Olam was here, for those that weren't in Bidud and weren't in America, when we tried covering a circumference. We put dots, three dots on an Esrog. Certainly if you put two dots on an Esrog. But even if you put three dots on an Esrog and you try to circle the three dots and cover Rav of the Shetach of the Esrog, almost impossible. If not totally impossible, almost impossible. First of all, you have to cut out the Chaitim, because any little bit down on the Chaitim is already not counting. So you knock out 25% of every Esrog, at least. Then you have to, all you need is 25% more that doesn't have dots on it, and you already have half the Esrog doesn't have dots. And it's extremely difficult to get three dots in the places. We tried all different combinations, but three dots in different places on the Esrog, that you should be able to circle them all, and it should cover Rav of the Shetach of the Esrog. Certainly if it's only two dots, if it's two or three, Beis or Gimel. Certainly if it's only two dots. The only way to get out of it is to say that your chazazes are very big. So you have three chazazes in, the chazazes in themselves actually take up a lot of room. Which it doesn't say that anywhere. And Fakeret, if you look at the Lashonis and the Rishonim, they were bothered. They said, three tiny dots, it's going to go ahead and apostle? No, it must mean that the three tiny dots are spread out all over the place. But they're talking about tiny dots. And Mamela, it's not exactly clear. What you could say maybe is that Rav Shetach Le'esrig is not including the Chaitim. We found such a thing by Nizdak Bekulai. Bekulai means everything except for the Chaitim. By Mechza, the Bir Lacha says it here in the very next sif. He says Mechza, that it's covering over, it doesn't mean that its entire Mechza is covered over, because then it's already on the Chaitim. It means Mechza of everything except for the Chaitim. So it could very well be that any time that we talk about Rav Shetach of the Esrig, we're talking about everything except for the Chaitim. So once you knock out the Chaitim, then in a Hanami, it's much easier to do it. Agav, that which he said, that the Rishonim said, what I just mentioned beforehand, and it's actually mentioned here in the Bir Halacha, he quotes it, he doesn't tell you what he says. He says, the Beis Meir says that maybe if you have three chazazes in, on more than three chazazes in on one side, then it's going to pass on. That which you pass on, like the Shita, that has to be on both sides, it's only if it's two or three. But if it's more than two or three, then even on one side it's going to pass on. What's the reason why? So if you look there in the Beis Meir, he says, then the Chur Mitzvah, what was the... It's a Shekotari that he says. He's coming to answer up to Kesemis's question, why does it say two or three? If two apostles, then even three should apostles. Tol Shekain, he comes to answer it. But Teir Zvar, if he's Masber, he says, the Rishonim say, what's the Svar to say that if it's three dots on one side, it's not going to pass? You need three dots that is Nispashit to Rav of the Esrog. He says, you have three tiny dots in one spot, it's going to pass? So let me ask you, if you have 67 tiny dots on one side of the Esrog, is that going to pass? At certain points, it's going to really look maneuver. It's not just three dots anymore. How about 187 spots? Right? At some point, it's going to look maneuver, even though it's only on one side. The question is, where is that cutoff point? Maybe that cutoff point is only, like Chazal said, two or three. But once you get to four, then even if it's on one side, it looks maneuver. That's Iblaib Tzarechin. I didn't see that anywhere else. Any other Achreinim or Mitzad did such a thing. Zachari Mechidish, that the Bir Halacha brought it down. And Be'etzem, the Beis Meir was Mitzad in La'alacha, that it should be not that way. That even if you have four, it has to be nispashit to Rav of the Esrog. Now, Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, or do we paskin like the Chazon Ish? So, Bepashtis, Lechera, we would go Lechumra, like the Mishnah Berurah, that even if it's just Rav of the Hekif, then it's a problem. However, since Lamaisa, most of the black dots, as we'll see when you get up to Shinui Mara, most of the black dots and white dots and other Shinui Maras that there are, Bizmanenu, are not really Shinui Maras according to most Paiskim. They're external things, and Shinui Maras is only when it's internally, when it comes from the Mahus of the Esrog, that it turns black or white. Or they say, for example, if you just cut away at the Esrog and it turns white because you see the bust of the Esrog, that's not a Shinui Mara. Or if you have black dots that came from spraying pesticides, that's not a Shinui Mara. Be'etzem, even though we are Cheshish, that's not real Shinui Maras according to many Paiskim. And therefore, it's to be Machmir when it's not really a Shinui Mara. And go ahead and rave a kefai, l'chir, you'd be able to be samech on the Chazon Ish. Ubifrat, if what we're talking about is on by the ukits. It's pretty common that on the bottom of the Esrog, which you don't usually see, by the ukits, around the ukits, there's a lot of black dots. A lot of those black dots are just dirt, and they can be washed off carefully. However, often there's other black dots, or there's bletlach, that maybe you could feel, and these type of things, which the Mishnah Berurah has a din of chazazes. If you have, around it's very easy to get right over the circumference of the ukit there in two or three, it's a very small area. In such a case, the Chayr would be able to be simuch on the Chazanish. First of all, who says that such bletlach are even a problem? That's a shayla whether or not bletlach are a problem, and the colors are problematic. Second of all, we have a Chazanish that says that. And third of all, it's by the ukits, which brings us to the next shayla. What's the story if you have black dots by the ukits? Do we say the same din of menumer or not? What's the shayla? You don't see it. You don't see the bottom. So if you want to pass it out menumer because it looks funny, it doesn't look funny because you don't see it. Shas bracha. So the Chazanish was noyig like the Goyin and others who they never even turned it over. You don't have to turn it over. You take it and you just machave not to be yetzeh. So just in case you have an esrog that has black dots on the bottom, just instead of turning over your esrog b'shas bracha, hold it straight, be machave not to be yetzeh until after the bracha. The bottom. You go by the bottom. Where you have the dots. Lachur, where you have the dots. And there, the circumference is much smaller. Lachur. That's the case. Says the Bachacher, it's not at all Eish Lavram. For some reason, the only one I found it was in the Machon Yerushalayim. Haitzah's Machon Yerushalayim. They bring it down. Says the Bachacher, if you have dots on the bottom of the ukits, by the ukits, he says, then it doesn't make a manumer because you don't see it. So, first of all, it's a big chiddush over here. We would always thought up until now that hadar is not telling in whether you see it or you don't see it. It's telling in batsim. And here we're saying, no, batsim, even though there's dots there, it doesn't make an amenumer. But it could be that there's a big difference between something which is on the bottom of the esrog and on the side of the esrog. For example, what's the pshat, Taka, that if it goes right hekefai, all of a sudden it's pasul? Is the vart because now you can't turn it to the other side? Whichever way you look at it, you're always going to see it. It's behechrich, chesaron and hadar. Or no, that's just considered rave. Rave, that's already considered rave, but it doesn't do it the way that you see it. Lamaisa, we do see that psuli hadar are totally in the way that you see it. This is brought down by the Magen Avraham. Here twice, the Magen Avraham brings down this mabit, which is right, quotes the Lashon, that it's totally in how a person sees it when he's holding it in his hand. His Lashon is, im ein nira la'ayin machmas dakusa, yvitzarach l'stakalboy, lehavi kolshu. This psul of chazaz is possible koshu, or b'choitin the possible koshu, it's only if you're able to see it, but if you're holding it the way that he says it, holding it in your hand, like you would b'shas n'anuin. Some people say it's about 30 centimeters, about a foot away. If you could see it without his stakless, then it's not a problem. Then it's an issue. If you have to look b'stakless, then it's a problem. Then it's not considered. Then it's not a problem. There's a bunch of different lashanis in the achrenim that they bring down such a vart. The Radvaz, he says, Hanir Raka Ide Iyun Godol Ubidika Rabba Ina Paisalis. The Graz says much even a bigger Kiddush. He says like this, Shinu Mara, Shaina Paisal, Elim Ke Nira Larev Bnei Adam Bashkafa Rishainu. Nira Larev Bnei Adam Bashkafa Rishainu. Most people see it, Bashkafa Rishainu. That means you, at first glance. Like, I think it was the great Hagdara once I went to the Badatzir, this was many, many years ago. I can't remember if it was Bachar, if it was just after I was married. Probably close to 18, 20 years ago. I went to the Badatz with Esrik in Zupnik, and I had a shayla about it. There's a tiny little dot there. So I gave it to the guy. He tells me, yeah, I'm a hoder. I said, what are you talking about? What's with that dot over there? So he says, give me the Esrik. I give him the Esrik. He takes it and he spins it around in his hand and he gives it back to me. And he says, go find it. And then he starts counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He says, bestating on. Took you up to 5 to go find it. Don't worry about it. That's certainly not Bashkafa Rishena. And that's sitting there like close to my eye, about, you know, 3 to 6 centimeters away from my eye, trying to figure it and look at said it. It's the truth is that what you see inside after 10 seconds you can see outside after a second. So but if outside you don't see it, and it's especially then it's not a problem. Now this is a chiddush that has a lot of implications, the chiddush. Let's say you have a very green esrog. Even though if it turns yellow, you'll be able to see the black dot, but now that you don't see the black dot, then it's not a problem. Is a green esrog a problem? That we'll get to at the end of this in Be'ezer Hashem. It's not a problem. Baruch Hashem, right? Israel, right at the string of our green. But it has to do, l'maisa, at the end of the day, how hadar has to do very much with how a person sees it. Now, we mentioned already, Rabbi Kivager says that which the Mabit said, that it's totally, that you don't have to look with Sakos Yunus, that's only by Psulei Hadar. But by Psulei Chaser, something which is a chasern in Lekicha Tama, then it's not Tumim, even if you only see it with Sakos Yunus. that it's missing something or that it's not tam, that is also considered a chasar nalikicha tama. Somebody, a Talmud Chacham, asked me this morning an interesting question. He says, the Shita Samachaber, it's really the Shita of the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva, many daily Rishonim, it's a big machlekes, we'll see it in the Tafresh Memtes, is that there is no such psul as chasar bachlal by Esrig. The whole psul of chasar is only psul hadar. So according to them, psuli chasar, do you have to look bistakle as units or not? Or no? The whole psul is only psul hadar. The psul, all psuli chasar are only psul of hadar. Yesh lai. So there is a shtickle terror in the Chemdes Moshe. Big shtickle terror. This is a big hak when you get to Nektam Reshei. Nektam Reshei, even though the psul is a psul of hadar, there are lishenis and nachrenim that you have to look bistakle as units. And the question is why? What's the var? L'chara, hadar is not bistakle as units. The Prima Gadim himself, who says that by hadar you don't have to look bistakle as units, when it comes to nizdak, he says that you do have to look. What's the difference? Nizdak is al sadar. And not nizdak, I'm sorry, by nektam. Nektam is al sadar. So he has a whole shtickle terror to say that the hadar, which is tully in the fact that it might be missing something, basically, there he says, al nektam reisha, it's tully in the reish, the way that the reish looks. That has a different, that's a different din hadar than the rest of the dinim of hadar. In other words, the hadar, which is shaykh, the psulei chaser, in a kanami, then you need to look bistakle to yunus. But lulei, this grace of chiddush, which l'chared is a very big chiddush, the passage says that in a kanami, kokama, that the chasarn is only chasarn of hadar, then you would not have to look bistakle to yunus, even though it's missing something. That's for the svardim. Sif yud aleph. Sif yud aleph. If it's on 50% of the esrik, it's mamish exactly 50-50, then yesh machshir yesh poislim. Over here the Mishnah Berurah says, we go like the Yisak and Yesh Ermin. Why? Because the dina yesh lahachmer kedeya basraisim, he did not get oisei and machaber lebesoif. He quotes in the back at bottom of Tazal, Rabbi Prima Gadim, they all say to do that, but no one says because they quoted at besoif. That was Mishnah Berurah. I found this morning that the Bikur Yaakov actually says that tomorrow. And he says, Bikur Yaakov says, he quoted at the end, V'chein noktu ha'taz al yirav prim gadol. The Maisa, because it's the second Yesh Ermim, so we go with that la'alacha, that it's possible. Now, the Magen Avraham over here says that the Magen Avraham over here says, he says, I don't understand. What are we talking about? The Bir Halacha brings down the Magen Avraham here. The Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. If Mechza Mechza has a possibility so how come in Sif Yud he says that Afilu B'miyuta Yishal Tzad Echad, he brings down the shita that holds that if it's on one side, then it's going to be kosher. L'chura mechta mechta, you're paskining in Sif Yud Aleph is possible. So how can you tell me in Sif Yud that if you have dots just on one side, then it's kosher? That's dots on mechta, and that's your possible according to what he said in Sif Yud Aleph. Since we have a raya over here, from here we have a raya that what we were talking about in Sif Yud doesn't mean that it's covering the whole shetach of the esrig. It means that it's just covering roiv of the heck, if not roiv of the. Not right with the entire esrig. And many of the Olam asked, and the Chora a Shaila Mispakeshes, Machatzirakla asked the Shaila, says, what's the difference if you're talking about Reva the Shetach or Reva the Hekif? Either way, if you hold that Reva the Hekif is problematic, then if it's Mechzal Mechzal, the Chora is going to be problematic. So if you have Mechzal Mechzal of Hekif, it should already be a problem. Then how could he say in Sif Yud that if you have it all on one side, that it's not a problem? The Chora Mechzal of Hekif is a problem. Says Machzor Shakel, no, there's a difference. Mechza, even if you hold Reiv Hekif, it's not as chomer as Reiv Shetach. And therefore, if it's Mechza Mechza, which in it, L'chor, the Vard is, Mechza Mechza in and of itself is a Chiddush. And Reiv Hekifai in and of itself is a Chiddush. We don't take the two Chiddushim together. And therefore, if it's exactly 50-50, if you measure, this one, it's much easier to figure it out. If you have two dots on two sides of your Esrik, and it's exactly covers, exactly 180 degrees away from each other, so your mechza of your etzrik has dots, the mechza doesn't have dots, then l'chore we're not pasal. Such a case, it's akum we're not pasal. Sif Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber, Mechoit Mei Ve'elech, Dahein Mimachim Shemas Lashapeh Arapitma, Pasol Chazaz V'Choshin Imhara, Mecholshu, Yesh Misharim Edu Adin, Yavish Pasol Shem, Mecholshu. Says, Yesh Misharim, which the Achoinim say is Lav Dafka, that the Shita Rishen is Chalak on it, that everybody holds that Yavish Pasol Shem, Mecholshu. Chazaz V'Choshin Imhara, Big Bletlach, that could be felt, Yavish, they Pasol Bechoit Mei Mecholshu. Now, what is the Choitim? This is lechera one of the most basic halachas that a person has to know for esrik. What's considered the chaytim? So we saw that there's four different shitas in the rishonim. Either, like Rashi says, mokum uvi gavoy, which means lechera, not the part which is sloping down, the highest part of the esrik before the sharp slope of the esrik starts. That means that it's not the beginning of the slope; it's right before it starts sloping down. That's the highest part of the esrik, uvi gavoy. It's the thickness with the height. When it's still thick, when it's still wide, and it's the highest point where it's wide before it starts to slant. The slant itself, says the Rush, from the Rach and the Rif, it's mashma, that the slant is the problem. The Ran holds it's the top of the Esrig where the Pitim comes out of, and the Rambam holds that it's the dad of the Esrig. Four different Jesus of what is considered the Chaitim. How do we pass in Allah al-Maisa? The Bir Alachas is trying to figure out exactly where the makam of the choitim is, and he says most of the sreigim already halfway up, it's starting to slant. He says, but it can't be that the choitim already starts from half. It must be from above half. What does he mean to say? It's 50.1% of the esrig, and then it starts the choitim. Not exactly clear where it does start from. Lamaisa, it sounds like from the Bir Alacha, the Hemshech, that he says that we're not choishish v'shitas Rashi. Uvi Gavai, we're not choishish for Uvi Gavai. However, we are choishish for the slant, for the ran, the top, and the dad, which is coming out. For the other three shitas, we are choishish. Just for the Uvi Gavai, we're not choishish. The Chassam Sefer in Chedushim, he says that the minig is to be choishish. Minig HaMerim is to be choishish for Uvi Gavai. Luli Dimasafin Amina, I don't know for sure, but I think that they don't, that it's, the oil looks at the slant. From the slant up, that's where people look. Uvi Gavai, before it starts sloping, that in a Hanami is not considered the Chaitim.
How big, how wide is that Makam?
How wide is the Makam? It sounds like it's Mamish Amashu. Sounds like it's Mamish one line. Which, it doesn't really make a difference how wide it is, as if you have a Chazaz, which is a centimeter big, if it extends past that line, then any black dot, whether it's a little bit bigger, it doesn't have to be exactly black dot, exactly on that spot. Anything which is lower down and extends to that point, or higher up and goes lower down, if it passes over that line, that's already a problem. What then? We'll get to that in a second. Good question. The Lamaisa, the Shevet HaLevi, has a tshuva about it in Chelek Ches Simen Kuf Nun. He says he's Madai from Lashon Mechaber, Mimokam Shemasa Lihiskatzer Ulischadid Klapei Reishi. Lischadid Chad is a sharp incline. It's not just most of the Sregim already halfway up, like the Mishnah Berurah says, they're slowly starting to incline towards the top. However, there's two inclines. There's a gradual ascent, and then there's a very sharp ascent. The gradual ascent is not what we call the chaytim. It's the sharper ascent at the top is what we call the chaytim. And not only that, the chadre hazera, which we know to always be below the chaytim, they're lav dafka below the slow, they're only below the sharper incline. They're not below the gradual incline. Memela, what's considered the chaytim that we're choshish for? From the, where it starts, the sharp incline starts, to the top.
We bump Rashi's line to the second slope, or it stays down there at the Obi Gavol, but it's still...
No, that would be Lachar would bump it to the second slope.
But then it's not really the
wide. It is, because it's before Uvi Gavai means the highest part before the sharp incline. That's still considered Uvi because it's before the sharp incline. What's with the dot? If you have a dot on the pitim, so that we'll get to when we talk about Shini Mara. But Lechura, the Pashita Mahalak would be that Kokama, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Alacha quotes the Rambam, and he says that we're choishes for it on the dot. That means anytime that it's on the dad, if it's on the shishanta, the brown little piece at the top, that's not a problem. But it's on the dad, befrat if the dad, maybe only we'll see, but befrat if the dad is the color of the esrig, it's like meaty like the esrig, then for sure, according to the Bir Halacha, it's green or yellow like the esrig. It's not like a piece of wood, but it's green or yellow like the esrig. Then a dot, a black dot, or any other shinimara would pass on that. Now, what happens? Sometimes your esrig is not symmetrical. So on one side, it starts going up at a sharp incline, but on the other side, it doesn't start yet. Where do you reckon it from? So there's machlekes in the Hayitik of Poyskin. Rabbi Yashim said that you have to go from the bottom line. You go from the bottom line, even though it didn't start a sharp incline on the other side, but since on this side it did, you count the bottom, the lower down from the lower side, which is inclining. In other words, if one starts to have a sharp incline after 60%, and one after 70%, we start from 60% along the entire esrig. The Chutzshani says a big chiddush. He says we take a memutza, we take an average. If one is after 60%, one is after 70%, then you start after 65%. And that from there on is the Chaitim. The Shevet HaLevi, and I think this is the Minig HaMayrim, Kimdumani, and I saw in the Chemdes Marishi, he also said the same Lashon, Kimdumani, that this is the Minig HaMayrim, is that you put the Chaitim on a slant. And you make a draw a line from one side to the other side, wherever it starts, if you have an Esrig, which at one point it's starting a sharp incline at 60%, and one at 70%, then in Chanami you draw a line from 60% to 70%, and it'll be on an incline, you're right, your Chaitim will not be perfectly straight. And that's how you reckon the Lashon of the incline. Now what happens if you have a gartel? Do you have two chaitims or not? So the Dalai Minim HaSholim, he wanted to say that, yeah, if you look at the Lashonis of the Kavis Tamarim, says that Bedas Tarif, that the chaitim is the mokum which is chad. The chaitim which is chad, that's why he refers to it as the dad. But it's a place which is chad, it's a place which is a sharp incline. So anytime that you have an incline, he says, it's going to be a problem. The Maisa the Bachacher says, not that way, we only need to stop it actually. The Minig HaOlam is not that way. The Minig HaOlam, we don't have two chaitims, one chaitim per esrig. And that's the higher chaitim, not the lower chaitim. What passes b'chaitim kol shu? So, all psuli hadar, the Maisa we come out, all psuli hadar, it's not just yavish. As a matter of fact, it's a koshkin from yavish, because yavish lav dafka you even see, like the Bir Halacha's Ma'ir. So maybe it's only dafke if it's a yavish which has a shinui mara. Yavish and all other psulei hadar are going to pasul b'chaitim b'mashu. What's with lekicha tama psulim? Nizdaku k'doyme. So the Machzor Shekel says a fascinating thing. He says that even though nizdak pasuls because of lekicha tama, he says, but if it's on the chaitim, then it's already, you lost your hadar. His lashon is, nehi de nizdak b'mokim acher havi hadar, avo nizdak b'chaitim azul hadar delay. The psul of nizdak changes kifi where it is. If it's on the lower part of the esrig, then it's psul of lekicha tama. If it's on the higher part of the esrig, then it's psul of hoder, and the pasul of filu b'choshu. L'mayis the Mishnah Brura, he doesn't quote that Machzor Shekel. La halacha asked what he's choshish for. However, he is choshish by nizdak. Other psulim, niklaf, chaser, ukedeme, we're not choshish choitme b'choshu. Chaser anyhow is going to be pasul b'choshu. But niklaf, it doesn't change any other psule lekicha tama. Won't pasul b'chol shuhu on the chaitim. However, nizak will pasul b'chol shuhu on the chaitim. Sif yud gimel. Chazazis hu k'may ababuoy shish by mamish shemakay minikah b'mishish shu gavaya me'esrig. Chazazis is something which has by mamish. It protrudes from the esrig. You're able to feel it. Says the Ramah l'chein yish l'achshereisim chazazis shikorin b'losh and askenaz mu. If a chazazis which sticks out of the esrig is a problem, what's the story with bletlach? Are bletlach a problem or not? Says the Maril, they're not a problem because they're not gavaya from the esrig. They don't stick out, they don't protrude from the esrig. However, the Shulchan Aruch says no, a different reason why. He says the reason why it's kosher is because it doesn't. It's mara esrig. It's considered mara of the esrig, and therefore it doesn't pasul. Lemaisa, the Ramah brings down both of them. What's the nafka mina la halacha? There's a big nafka mina la halacha. What's going to be if you have a bletel which sticks up, which protrudes? Is that going to be pasul or not? If it's also it's the mara esrig, then it's not going to pasul. Even if it extends and it protrudes out of the esrig. Masha'in Kain, if it, the only reason why it's mutter is because it doesn't protrude, then in the Chanami, it'll be possible. La Lacha, the Mishabrua is Chayshish, that if it protrudes, then it's a problem. Now, this is something which is Nagia for Ravis Regim. Ravis Regim have some sort of blethel. A small ones, big ones, a lot, little, probably 80% of a Sregim, I would guess, have at least some sort of blethel. Now, maybe it's on the bottom, maybe it's not so nicker of a hulu. Lamais the Mishan Brewer is choishish that if you could feel the blethel, that it protrudes, then it's problematic. Now, I will say about the 80% that have blethelach, at 80%, probably 90%, they do not protrude. Most blethelach do not protrude from the esri. However, it's very difficult sometimes to figure it out. And that is because, how does a blethel happen? What is a blethel? So the pashtus is that the lashon of blethel is from blat, it's like a aleh, which is a leaf, because they do come from leaves on the tree, a leaf which brushes against it, or a thorn, or a branch, or another esrig, anything which brushes against the esrig, it causes slowly but surely, it rubs away at part of the esrig, and it causes it to, one of these leaf marks. Blatlach, like a blat gemara, it comes from a leaf, those are blatlach. Now, these blatlach are generally, where does it get hit? In the parts of the esrig. In esrig, one of the simanim, we'll see by Morkov, one of the simanim of an esrig is that it has a lot of blitas, a lot of bumps, as opposed to a lemon, which is flat, which is smooth. So mamela, the bumps of the esrig, which are sticking out, they're the first ones to get hit. So very often, you'll see a bump that has on it a blethel. Now it looks to you like the blethel is protruding from the esrig, but it's really the bump which is protruding, and the blethel is just on top of the bump. But the blethel itself doesn't protrude. Now it's very confusing because it sticks up, and also it feels different than the esrig. The blethel feels different. The esrig is smooth. Batsem, there's bumps on the esrig, but even the bumps are smooth, as opposed to a blethel, which is like almost like a wood feeling. So what an etza of a way to know, I think Geshem Elster says this, close your eyes, and rub your finger, like pretend as you're being baitik a knife for shchita, for those that, you go back and forth, close your eyes, and be mechaven, see, do you feel any pegimus? Take your finger and go from the esrig to the blethel, and see, does your finger get caught on the blethel or not? If it doesn't get caught on the blethel, before you know it, you're already on the blethel, you're feeling a different feeling, then you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't extend. Even though, when you're looking at it, it looks like it extends, and therefore, in your mind, when you touch it, you're feeling something which is protruding, 80 to 90% of the time, they do not protrude from the esrig, and therefore it's not a problem. If it does protrude, then it's a problem. What's the problem? If it's b'choytzmai, b'mashuhu. If it's in shtayim v'shalosh m'koymais, then it's going to be puzzle. Even if it's b'miyutoi, if it's not, it extends to the other side. Or if it's on ruboi, but if it's on ruboi, then certainly you should be taking a new esrig anyhow. But those are the halachas l'maisa of blethlach. Now, even though blethlach mi'ikar hadin do not puzzle, however, l'maisa and kama g'dayli achrenim, they mention the Radvaz and the Primogodim and the Chai Odom, it's Pharisee Yisrael, g'dayli achrenim, they all mention that matoim ma'noim, if somebody could get an esrig which is noki mikol mare, mikol lashon is they don't have lashon here. Primogodim, there's an interesting lashon there when he's referring to blethlach. That you should be able to be the Zekili van Veyu, it's not al Tzadr. Al Tzadr they don't pass on. However, even though it doesn't pass al Tzadr, if a person gets something which is Noki in Gansin, I saw this today from Shlom Zalman, Halikha Shlem, they brought down there that he wasn't so makbid on the black dots that come from, that we'll see in Beis Hashem when you get to the black dots. But he wasn't so makbid on the black dots because most of it comes from pesticides. What he looked for was that the Esrik should be Noki from Blatlach. The Chatzchila, very often this tiny little Blatlach. And in a Chanami, they're come on, not noticeable. The Seder, I don't know how much a person has to worry about those. They're Bukhlal, very close to the color of the Esther, and you can't see them. If you get Noki and Gansen, 100%, the Kafi, the Nikias, is more the Hidr, the Lashon of the Tiferes Yisrael, Paragimel Mishnevav, and it doesn't pass Al Tzadr, but there's still an Inel Zeke and Lameo that should be rain in Gansen. Let's say you have a black dot on a blethel. What's the story there? Betzim that has to do with Shinimar, but they want to bring a Raya from the Sharatzin. The Sharatzin says, he's trying to figure out what's the difference, Prima Gadam's question, what's the difference between Chazazos and Shinimara? Chazazos is only possible if it's a different color. So then what's the difference? Forget the Chazazos aspect. Then it already possible Shinimara. So he says over here, he quotes the Prima Gadam that says that by a rail, by a lung, if there's a protrusion and a black dot on the protrusion, it's the derech. And therefore, it wouldn't possible. By a esrig, if it's on the protrusion, then be'etzemu, it shouldn't passel, because it's the dark of a kach. The chiddush is, since it's a chazazos which protrudes, therefore it's going to passel. In other words, be'etzem, it shouldn't passel, because we don't look at the black dot as if it's on the esrig. Kamash malon, that it does passel. Because since it has the same chazazos, therefore it passels. So those who want to be medayim from here, if that's the case, so too, if you have a black dot on a bletel. Black dot on a bletel, we're choishes that a bletel is a chazazos, and it's not considered the actual part of the esrig. If you have a black dot on a bletel, then it also shouldn't passel. But lamaiso, many are madche, some lakashas d'alaminim, and chamdas moshe, and kimdomani in other places also, that they want to be madche, that no, the Mishnah Berurah says that the only reason it wouldn't passel is because of the derech. But it's not the derech bechlal to have black dots on bletlach, only if the pesticide got and nailed that black dot, the black dot landed on the bletel, but it's not common, it's not the derech, and therefore b'pash is a wood pasel. L'maisa saw kashas d'alaminim from a stern, b'blad starachin. K'mdumani, the priskim, I remember many years ago asking somebody, I was giving a shiur on d'alaminim, I ran to somebody right beforehand, to ask him, no, what's the story of the black dot on the bletel? Vesafnet. He couldn't give me a clear answer. L'maisa, I think the Olam is choishish, that it's the problem, the chatchila, not to take such an esrig. It would have, if it's on the chaitim, it's not on the chaitim, you don't have to worry about it so much. But if, mefrat, if you hold that a bletel is considered mara esrig, then it's really, we really look at it lechur as a chilek of the esrig. It means svar, we should say that a black dot should be problematic. Sif Yodalit, we'll end with this. Says the Mechaber, im also chazal zabinin shepasol, oishu menomer, mishkshol pechav lamara esrig, kosher, lachashe nikla falakosher klum. The halacha is if you're kailif a chazazis and it still retains the same color underneath, then it's not a problem. We don't say it's bomikayach psul, that I'm going to push off again, once again, hopefully till tofresh memtes. Sorry. Why it's talking out a problem. However, it's not a very common halacha bechlal because we don't have chazazis in bechlal, so forget kiluf. What is yes very common is picking off bletlach. Can you pick off a bletel? So, that is very common to pick off because the difference between an esrig with a bletel on the chaitim and an esrig without a bletel on the chaitim is like 300 or 400 shekel. So, or $1,000, depending on, it could be who knows what. Depending what if it's totally clean without them, there's just one bletel. So therefore, it's the minig of many, seichrim and others, that they could pick off bletelach, which is not a problem. You're allowed to pick it off. Rishlam Zalman says we're not picking, it's not such a good day. You have to be very careful when you do it. You shouldn't be master the esrig. Very often, if you peel off the bletel, you will peel off that very thin glid, which is transparent. But it's not going to be nicker on your esrig, for the most part. You have to be very, very careful. Go with a razor, something razor thin, and slowly but surely pick it off. This is not something you should try at home with your esrig that you just spent, I don't know how much money on. After Sukkot, if you want, you can go maybe with Rav Aaron and get a few hundred esrogim and start practicing peeling, doing surgery on your esrogim. However, if you peel it off, then it's not a problem. The gishmak azach is, though, what's the difference between peeling off chazazos and peeling off letlach, is that once you're a great surgeon and you know how to do it well, the Bi'ur Halacha says you can't pick off a chazazos on yantif because you're being mesaken it, so it's tikkun mana. However, a bletel doesn't pass on bethim. Unless it sticks up. If it doesn't, all it is a chasar mezekei levan veil. You'd even be able to pick it off on yantif, so long as you don't make a chasar and then ruin it for your first day. Maybe you should wait till after your yetzer and then pick it off. Then it's not going to be so mezekei levan veil. Either way, better off just buying an esrog without a chazanus, without a blatt.